The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, David Trainer is here. And I'm excited because, well, it's always great to chat with David. But remember that the danger zone right now, well, it's looking at a different danger. It's looking at the danger of what happens when you miss out on a great stock because, well, you heard in the intro, at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And it's a bit counterintuitive because David and his crew, well, they dig in from the bottom up. They perform their forensic accounting magic and everything else that they're going to do to basically decide when a situation is misleading. So when something is dangerous, well, people typically think it's attractive.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're looking for. And then the flip side of it is that when you think that something might be troublesome if you're looking at the top down.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.
Instead, it actually is good looking. If you want to learn more about how it works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. In their blog, they post about their danger zone picks if you want more information. And they're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who is in the attractive zone this week?
Noel.
You are so good looking.
It's Noel Incorporated, ticker symbol KNL. And what is so good looking about Noel?
You know, we like Noel because, you know, it's a stock that's been dissed. You know, it's been treated kind of like a second-class citizen, not allowed into the beauty pageant of popular stocks, but we think this stock has got all the assets of a real performer in terms of cash flows, in terms of direction, in terms of industry and macro tailwinds, and then, of course, valuation. And we think it's a matter of time before this thing starts trading at a more appropriate valuation compared to peers.
So everybody else is seeing this one way. You're looking the other way. But where is the number that they are particularly betting against that you are looking at seeing good? Or where is the proof in the numbers that, hey, they're all betting against it?
Yeah, so in their fourth quarter earnings, they came in a little bit weak, and the stock got crushed 15%. And a lot of that was, we believe, due almost entirely to all the uncertainty around the election that really kind of hurt third and fourth quarter performance for an office furniture supply firm. Right. I mean, you know, businesses were holding back. They're waiting to see. And that hurt them. And that caused the earnings to come in weak. But we think that what was hurting them for that period is only going to be helping them going forward. The outlook from executives on building growth and architectural permits and things that are leading indicators as to what how many new buildings are going up are big. And positive. And so we think that, look, the stock is already trading at a price that implies almost no growth into the future. And we see a lot of large potential growth, and that's forecast by the industry. And so we think the earnings numbers that people have been too focused on and haven't really focused through to cash flows are going to switch to a more positive level. The earnings estimates got cut when they had the bad performance, and we think that those earnings estimates are too low.
So the catalyst here, you know, normally we always talk about the catalyst and it's hard to identify the catalyst, but you will usually say something akin to, well, you know, it's going to be a missed earnings report. It's going to be something like that. The catalyst here is going to be in the future, some sort of earnings, positive earnings surprise.
Exactly right.
Okay, so that makes sense as we're turning this world around and looking at good things as opposed to bad. So that makes sense. Now, how good could it be?
So the current stock price implies they're never going to grow their profits by more than another 10% over the remainder of its life, even though the company has grown profits something like 14% for 10 or 15 years. So we think that that's a low expectation. If they can just do 5% for a decade, the stock's worth $31 a share or 30% upside from where it is today.
And you expect them to do better than that. So what would be the upside from there?
Well, you mean, you know, if they do better than just the 5%, we're talking about 40, 50% upside easy. The point is the bar is set very low with existing level of expectations. You tick them up just a little bit higher, and you've got a really strong opportunity to do even better than 30%. So, it's, you know, for us, it's really about the risk-reward play, right? We're always thinking in terms of risk-reward. And the expectations baked in the current stock price are low, so you've got really low risk. You've got cash flows that are growing and looking better than accounting earnings, so that also mitigates your risk. And then the upside reward, you know, I hate to put a specific number on it. I hate to say, and that's why we don't ever do target prices.
Right.
You know, to predict what the price is going to be by any given date, it's a fool's errand. But what I will tell you is it'll be higher, significantly higher than what it is today. How much exactly? But I'm telling you, you got a 30, 40% margin there. That's a good number.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, what you're not giving us a target, but you are telling us how badly priced the stock is. And that gives us a general range of where it's going. And in this case, with limited growth, it's a 30-plus percent upside on KNOL, ticker symbol KNL. And again, the danger here in the danger zone right now is that you're going to miss it. But you didn't because you were listening. Because it is a good-looking stock.
You are so good-looking.
On the most attractive list from New Constructs. And if you want to learn more, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. You can check out their blog where they talk about their picks. Follow them on Twitter. At New Constructs. David Trainer, thanks as always. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yep, thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer, everybody. Remember, it's newconstructs.com. All right, the market call is next. Dan Wiener from the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors will be here when we return right after this message.